USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is echoing the warnings of local officials on the East Coast to take Hurricane Dorian seriously.
We're watching this storm very carefully. The president was briefed today. A video conference from Camp David. I spoke to the acting director myself, and we're going to continue to make sure that Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina all have the resources that they need to deal with Hurricane Dorian, whatever track it takes.
At least six people are dead and 21 injured after a mass shooting in Midland and Odessa, Texas. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke says law enforcement were injured during the shooting as well.
We have law enforcement injured. We have the DPS trooper in Midland County. We have one MPD officer and one OPD officer that were struck.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks in Los Angeles are fed up with the record number of homeless people living on the streets and protesting at Los Angeles Democratic Mayor Eric Garcetti's house. Organizer Kevin Dalton hopes some protesters set up encampments in Garcetti's neighborhood.
We want to raise awareness not only for the homeless epidemic and everything that's not being done for them, but we also want to let other Angelenos know that there's a group of people out there who really care.
Dalton was speaking there on NBC News and is also running for mayor. Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as Florida continues to prepare for Hurricane Dorian, one of the things people always worry about during storms is price gouging. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi joins Fox News and has a message out there for any business that's thinking of gouging consumers.
Well, Governor DeSantis has already enacted the emergency order, meaning that General Moody's price gouging statute is in effect, which is great.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Indiana's Attorney General says California's increasing homeless crisis is due to the state softening penalties for drug offenses and other crimes. Curtis Hill tells Fox News that the increased homeless population has been an unintended consequence of Proposition 47, a measure that reduced some felonies to misdemeanors.
Well, Proposition 47 in California was intended to reduce criminal behavior, criminal conduct, or reduce penalties for particular conduct that was described as not important, non-serious, non-threatening, and the result was supposed to be more compassion for those who commit so-called nonviolent offenses. The unintended consequence is it became an invitation for those who engage in illegal drug use or minor offenses because the penalties were just not there. And as a result, you see people who now have no place to go, and it's drawing in the homeless groups that are creating unsanitary conditions and threatening behavior and really intolerable conditions for cities all over America.
Los Angeles Angels fans are speaking out after the news that Halos pitcher Tyler Skaggs died from an accidental drug overdose. Kelly Campos still can't believe what happened.
His future was right in front of him. His life was right in front of him. He took it for granted and threw it away. And for what? Alcohol and drugs. So that's the sad thing about it.
A coroner ruled that Skaggs had a mix of alcohol and illegal drugs in his system. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.